The busy winter season hits its stride as champions are crowned in numerous sports and some individual wrestlers join an illustrious group. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. After a week of technical difficulties, we're back in action, ready to recap a ton of winter sports championships. Let's start on the slopes for the coldest of our finals, and it wasn't even really that cold on a sunny day in Harbor Springs. In Division I, Traverse City Central girls and Marquette boys both won ski titles. Central has been second in each of the last two seasons before winning this year. This was Marquette's first team title since 2020. In Division II, Harbor Springs was tops on the girls' side, its first title in 10 years, and East Grand Rapids was best on the boys' side for its first title since 1999. Complete results and individual finishes can be found at MHSAA.com. Moving indoors to team wrestling held at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo, it's the same story as it's been for the last 3 years. Division 4 went to Hudson for the fourth straight year. They defeated Climax Scott's Martin 45-25. In Division 3, Dundee won its eighth in a row and 11th in the past 13 years, and they did so in dominating fashion, beating Yale 74-0. In Division 2, Lowell keeps on dominating. The Red Arrows have now won 12 consecutive team titles. They out-wrestled Fowlerville 52-14 in the final. And in Division 1, Detroit Catholic Central came out on top for the third year in a row. They defeated Davison 50-18. Everything from team's final weekend at Wings can be found at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. And all three come from the individual wrestling finals, where the list of four-time champions grows to 40. First, Lowell's Jackson Blum. He won the Division II 132-pound title for his fourth. Next is Riverview Gabriel Richard's Sebastian Martinez. He won his fourth in the 175-pound weight class in Division IV. And Fowlerville's Margaret Burma won her fourth title at 145 pounds. Burma is the first to win four on the girls' side.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
A gymnast performs a giant swing, but does not reach a full handstand position, stopping at about 15 degrees short of vertical. The routine continues without any pauses or interruptions. What deduction, if any, should the judge apply for the lack of handstand position? A, no deduction. B, 0.05 deduction. C, 0.2 deduction, or D, 0.5 deduction. The correct answer is B, 0.05 deduction. A gymnast must reach within 10 degrees of a full handstand position to avoid deduction. Falling short by more than 10 degrees results in a 0.05 deduction for each instance.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Finishing today in Mount Pleasant, site of the competitive cheer finals, Division I saw the champion decided by 0.32 of a point as Rochester Hills Stony Creek narrowly edged past Rochester High. A third Rochester school, Adams, was third. This was Stony Creek's second straight title. Allen Park won for the fifth time in 6 years, capturing the D2 title. Gibraltar Carlson was second. Pontiac Notre Dame has had quite a run in Division III. They won the title from 2014 through 2018 and have had four second-place finishes in the last 6 years before coming out on top this year. The Fighting Irish finished in front of Gros Eel and Richmond. And in Division IV, Hanover Horton won its first competitive cheer title. The Comets outpointed Paloma Westphalia and Sanford Meridian. For more on the action at McGurk Arena, check us out online at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.